This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 30 people have been killed by wildfires that are sweeping through U.S. West Coast states. According to officials, fires have been raging in Oregon, California, and Washington for 3 weeks, burning millions of acres of land and destroying thousands of homes, forcing tens of thousands of people to flee. Former British Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair spoke out against Brexit on Sunday in an article in the Sunday Times newspaper. Major and Blair urged lawmakers to reject government plans to override the Brexit deal with the European Union. The two former prime ministers say it imperils the Northern Ireland peace agreement and damages Britain's reputation. The planned legislation, which will be debated by British lawmakers this week, has led to a furious outcry within the EU, as it would diminish the bloc's previously agreed oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland if a UK-EU trade agreement isn't secured. The British government has admitted that the legislation would break international law, but argues it's an insurance policy in the event a trade deal with the EU is not secured by the end of the year. A U.S. Marine convicted in the Philippines of killing a transgender woman was released from prison Sunday after receiving a pardon from President Rodrigo Duterte. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton served about half of his 10-year sentence for killing Jennifer Lauda in 2014 in a Philippine motel after discovering she was a transgender woman. Pemberton boarded a military aircraft Sunday morning for his flight back to the United States. In a statement, he said he had spent much time contemplating the many errors of his ways and expressed his most sincere sympathy to Lauda's family. This is VOA News. Russians went to the polls on Sunday in local elections being scrutinized for signs of discontent with the ruling United Russia Party following the suspected poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had urged Russians to vote tactically against the ruling party in a bid to undermine its tight grip on power before he fell gravely ill in what Germany and his allies say was an attempt to kill him last month. United Russia, which backs President Vladimir Putin, dominates politics across 11 time zones. But the elections come at a time of public frustration over years of falling wages and the government's handling of the pandemic. The regional polls, which will elect 18 governors and an array of local parliaments, city councils, and municipal bodies, are seen as a dry run for next September's parliamentary elections. Navalny's allies have pressed ahead with the Kremlin critics' smart voting strategy, naming more than 1,000 politicians on the ballots they think can beat ruling party candidates and telling their supporters to vote for them. The 12 Hong Kong people arrested at sea by mainland authorities last month were separatists, according to a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry. The comment came a day after relatives of the detainees held a news conference in Hong Kong demanding the urgent return of the 12, who were intercepted by the Guangdong Coast Guard on August 23rd on a boat bound for Taiwan. Donning masks and hats to shield their identities, they made their first public appeal for help and information on their relatives' plight, pleading for them to be allowed to consult lawyers appointed by their families and not the Chinese government, and to be allowed to call relatives in Hong Kong. The arrest came about 2 months after the mainland government imposed a security law on the special administrative region following months of pro-democracy demonstrations. Landslides triggered by torrential rain swept through two villages in Nepal on Sunday, killing at least 12 people, the government official said. 10 people were killed and 21 are missing after a massive landslide swept away homes and people in Barabis, 100 kilometers east of Kathmandu, near the border with the Tibet region of China. A Nepali government official said two others died in a landslide in the northwest. The latest fatalities took the death toll from landslides and flash floods in the June-September monsoon season. On Sunday, tens of thousands of protesters turned out again in ongoing demonstrations against President Lukashenko's win in Belarus. And in Los Angeles, two Los Angeles police officers are in critical condition after being shot in what police are calling an ambush. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.